The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
And here we are.
We are.
This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR Lee 88.1.
So you can tune your radio to 88.1 and listen if you live in South County. And we hope you enjoy our show.
Yay.
And we want to thank everyone for the emails that you've sent to us. We love getting them.
Oh, I look forward to them so much.
Yeah. We get some really great comments. And actually, I think I was going to share something from one of these emails. I think I deleted it. Darn it. Oh, I think I already did on another show.
All right, then we don't have to read.
We don't have to. I did. I did comment on it.
Oh, okay.
So we can move along.
All right.
All right.
You have a...
We have a disclaimer or a quote first.
Oh, we have a disclaimer. Yes, we do. Let me turn the phone on.
And we really do, while she's getting that ready, we really do appreciate your emails and your comments. We know this is just a fun, goofy show, and... We really have a lot of fun doing it. We have a lot of fun together, and we hope you have fun, too.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and are not necessarily those of WTBR, 897, or WSBR, 881, their producers, management, or sponsors.
And we want to thank you for that. And our quote, very fast, and a quote of the day is, there are two sources of unhappiness in life. One is not getting what you want, and the other is getting what you want.
Aha.
Ah, that was Casey Stolarich.
It's more fun to chase than it is to receive.
I know. Really?
Uh-huh. So anticipation is more fun.
I don't know who he is, but that was a pretty good...
That was a good
pretty
one.
Good quote.
Do you know Stacey Ferguson?
No.
She... Fergie from the...
Fergie. The UK the, Fergie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know her name was Stacey.
That's her real name.
Okay.
But anyway, she voiced Sally Brown, Charlie Brown's kid sister, on several penis cartoons produced in the 80s.
Fergie?
Fergie did.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was a cute.
Mm-hmm. Never knew. I think I just read that the Obamas are going to produce a film about Tiger Woods' life.
Are they?
Interesting.
Is it going to be rated R?
Well... I would think part of it would be, unless they kind of skim over that, what they never do.
You can't skim over that. That was huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for them. I hope it comes out well.
Yeah. So I was looking up, I'm going to skip around a little bit. I wanted to get back to, sometimes we talk about food. We talk about foods that are weird and gross and things like that. So I wanted to get back to that for just a moment. There's something called Gomutra. and this is in India. Gomutra comes in a bottle. It's got a picture of a cow on it, and it says Gomutra Arka on the bottle. It's got the company name and all the little information. It's a pretty cute bottle. So Gomutra has been drinking it, has been practiced for thousands of years and is usually consumed for therapeutic purposes. It has some very serious claims
okay.
that it's beneficial.
Okay.
It is actually cow urine.
Oh.
While all cow urine is considered, now listen to this, while all cow urine is considered beneficial, the urine of a pregnant cow is considered especially potent in hormones and minerals. Gomutra is claimed to treat psoriasis, leprosy, fever, liver ailments, and cancer.
And how would you describe the taste?
Well, I'll never know. I will never know. It also says cow urine can be used to clean floors.
I believe.
They had a cow urine refinery in India. It was opened by the makers of a cleaning company. It's a cleansing fluid, and it's called Go Cleaner. And the aroma and the knowledge you're about to, you're about to drink cow urine can scare even the hardiest of consumers. When you drink it, the incredible harshness of the urine stings the throat and leaves a terrible aftertaste. Once consumed, the Gomutra will haunt your burbs for the rest of the day. What does that mean? Haunt your burbs.
Spell burbs.
B-U-R-B-S.
I have no idea.
Does that mean you're going to have some flatulence all day because of the cow urine? Yeah. Oh, there's more. Go ahead. Let's take a break from this. Has to be a pregnant cow, remember now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. All right. Did I do the three, true or false?
Oh, you know what? You didn't. I jumped right into the urine. Just jumped
Ooh,
into
splash.
The... Please do. I'm
okay.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
All right. In Colombia, dried ants replace popcorn as a typical movie theater snack. Speaking of food.
Wash the dried ants down with the Gomutra.
The 1967 Outer Space Treaty forbids any nation from trying to own the moon. And, huh, is understood in all languages.
Huh? Huh. Which, how many are false? How many are true?
Two are false.
All right, so we have one true. And I think this one's true, so I think these are false. All right, I think I've got it.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong, then I don't have it. So there's another thing. Oh, dear. This is ancient. That's a important
okay.
part of this.
Okay.
South Korea. It's called Tongso. It's T-T...
I'm almost afraid.
Yeah, it's T-T-O-N-G-S-U-L, and I'm assuming it's pronounced Tungsul. Tungsul is a traditional Korean medicine with 9% alcohol content.
I would need more.
So what you do is... I know NyQuil has some alcohol in it, yes?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I've been taking it for the last 4 days. Maybe that's why I'm so blah, 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 blah.
You're natural.
I'm always this way. So this is what you do. You take the poo of a human child between 4 and 7 years old, and you refrigerate it for 3 to 4 days, mixed with water. You divide it into smaller pieces, and you ferment it overnight. The vat with the poo starts to smell incredibly strong, even worse than in the beginning. The poo mixture is then poured through a sieve and mixed with 70% boiled non-glutinous rice, 30% glutinous rice, and some yeast. The non-glutinous rice contains a lot of protein and blah, 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 blah. The resulting mixture is left to ferment. Oh my gosh, for at least 7 days, wrapped in a blanket to maintain a temperature of 30 to 37 degrees Celsius. If not fermented enough, it's dangerous to drink, but when perfectly ripe, this alcoholic drink is claimed to cure pain, broken bones, bruises, inflammation, and even epilepsy.
If it doesn't kill you first.
Oh my gosh. The yellow brownish liquid is strained and looks like a combination of sewer slime and vomit, potentially with small pieces of poo still smoke floating around. Oh gosh.
How did you decide you were going to use that in today's program?
Because I wanted to do some gross out stuff.
That is grossy out.
Sure
that
is.
That is gross out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like the nomads in the Tibet, and they drink the blood.
Yeah,
it's getting
worse, isn't it? I wonder what the next one will be. Oh, the next one is really bad. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
give us some relief.
Okay. In 1939, Hitler's nephew wrote an article called Why I Hate My Uncle. He came to the U.S., served in the Navy, and settled on Long Island.
That's a book?
That's an article.
An article.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be a very...
In 1939.
Interesting thing. I'm surprised he lived.
I know. 1939, though, Poland was attacked.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of reasons why you would hate him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Give us some more relief from this horrible food.
Honey hunters in Mozambique use special calls to recruit the services of birds known as honey guides. The birds lead the humans to bees' nests, and in return, they get the leftover beeswax.
Oh. All done without any help from us.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Do you eat you ever eat honeycomb?
No.
Can't you buy it and eat the honeycomb part?
I think you can.
The honeycomb, though, is made out of what?
Wax?
Really?
I don't know.
Isn't it amazing that they can make a honeycomb to be able to keep the honey in there? I just think it's amazing.
And it's the only food that I know of that will never spoil.
Never, ever. If it gets hard, you just put it, or crystallized, I think you put it in the microwave.
Oh, that's what I can do.
Uh-huh. You put it in the microwave, it melts it right down.
It does go like that fast, though. I cannot use a whole jar of honey because it gets to that point.
Where it crystallizes?
Yeah.
Microwave. You're a microwave person. You're an expert.
They're plastic bottles, though.
Oh. Well, then you have to microwave it for maybe 5 seconds first, and then you just don't want to get it hot. You want to just see maybe...
Can you boil it in the water in a
pan? I think you can, yeah.
I think you can. Okay.
But you're still heating up the plastic.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get it... You don't have to get it so hot, I think, that anything would leach out of the plastic. You're just giving it that little zap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zip zap.
It definitely works.
Okay.
All right. So here's another one. This is wine. You like wine?
I do.
Well, this might be something you'd like to try.
I don't trust you.
At least a dozen baby mice are drowned
in
red wine. The mice
I don't
used,
drink red wine.
Oh, my gosh. The mice used... This I'll tell you, it's called baby mouse wine. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
It's in Guangzhou, China. I probably destroyed the name of that town, but I did my best. The mice used must be still blind She's so Bev is really having a problem with this. Uh-huh. They must be baby mice that are still blind and they're hairless.
So you reach into the mother's womb and pull it out?
I think you get it right after it's born. Just pull it right. The brew is matured for at least a year before drinking. Mouse wine is drunk as a health tonic for asthma and liver diseases rather than as an aperitif.
I'm going to throw up.
The claimed health benefits have, as far as we know, not been verified by double-blind testing. Oh, you want to know what it tastes like? It tastes like gasoline with an aftertaste of rotting animals, and the smell is described as incredibly strong and putrid. Mouse wine is mostly drunk in southern China, but has also been consumed in ancient Korea.
Is it because they don't have cats?
Oh, that is just so...
That is beyond, beyond.
Yeah, we've bad. Done some bad food stuff in the past.
But that takes the cake.
This is right up there. This is definitely right up there.
Oh my word! Now I don't know why this is a fact because it didn't really go into details, and I'm curious about it. But it said that Grace Jones, you know, the entertainer, Grace Jones. Has a lifetime ban from Disney World.
Why?
That's what I want to know. It doesn't say. It's just like, how do you get banned from Disney World?
From Disney? What do you do?
She's...
So...
I'll have to look that one up for more...
We know we have listeners that are going to look that one up.
Yes.
And they're going to email us.
They
Come
better.
On, you guys.
They better.
Send
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Okay. Monkey brain.
No.
Yep.
Please.
This is in ancient China. I actually saw this. We've talked about it on a television program that's very old. I think it was filmed in the 50s or 60s. Gosh, I don't remember the name of it. And there's a special table, and they're talking about it here. This is disgustingfoodmuseum.com is where I'm reading these from. They have a special table that locks the monkey's head in the middle, and they cut a hole in the top.
Stop!
Yeah,
Stop.
It's really insane, and it's alive.
Stop! Stop!
Yep, and they ate it while the monkey... Yeah, Stop. It's not good. Okay, we'll move on. All right, you know what we'll move on to? 12 things that pro organizers always throw out at the beginning of the new year. She's backed up so far at her desk that she's almost out the door. So, here we go. You can always throw out your Tupperware. If your collection of food storage containers have grown out of control, you don't have the lids, your pieces are warped or they're stained, it's time to say bye-bye. They're mismatched. They may be handy, but there's a good chance you have too many of them. If they don't have lids, if they're stained, if they're warped, bye-bye. And this is from House Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, we might just pause for the food. On the food. She's really having a problem.
Michigan's...
I think I've lost my partner and friend.
Michigan's Lake Superior State University offers unicorn hunting licenses.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear a thing you said. Because I'm so... concerned about this.
That was so bad. That was so bad.
Oh, what would you repeat that just for me? I know everybody else heard it.
Okay.
Gosh.
Michigan's Lake Superior State University offers unicorn hunting licenses.
Oh.
And I think that's a nice thing that they do because there are no unicorns.
No, there aren't any, so they can't hunt them. So, and I know so, you don't so like...
They never get hurt.
You don't like cruelty.
They live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Like no monkeys. Oh, I can't get over that. I can't.
It's there's some weird things that have happened. There's more.
I don't care. I'm sorry. I mean,
okay. We're going to talk about things from House Beautiful. Okay. How about that?
Okay.
We're going to say, go into your pantry. Clean out your pantry and your cupboards and your refrigerator. Just go in there and just do it. I mean, I've had mustard that's expired in 2000.
So mustard doesn't last?
I don't know. But, you know, I did do this a few weeks ago where I went in and I didn't have a lot. But I just looked at things like capers that I've had in my refrigerator for, I think it was 4 years.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, how often do I use capers? Really? You buy capers because you're going to do one dish maybe. And then how often do you use capers? So they sit in your refrigerator. They need to make these
capers.
They're little round things that are like pickled.
But I mean, are they meat or?
No, it's a
She has it in her fridge for 4 years, but she doesn't even know what it is.
I think it's a seed or a blossom on a plant. It's a little round, greenish thing that's tangy and vinegary. And you put it I only have one chicken dish that I ever do that has capers in it.
Okay.
So here we go. So I threw out the capers. I feel really bad throwing these things out, but they're sitting 4 years, really.
I think that's gone beyond the date.
Yeah, so you need to go in. You need to just suck it up and go through and throw out the things you just know you're not going to use. And it says here on the forefront, if your food items are technically still good but don't fit into your lifestyle anymore, like the capers.
Yeah.
Bring them to your local food pantry. See, I wouldn't do that.
Not if they're old.
No. Or swap with your friends and family. I don't feel comfortable doing that at all.
No.
Something I've already opened. And no.
Even if you haven't opened it, I wouldn't give it away.
Well, if I hadn't opened it and it was purchased 2 months ago.
Well, that's different.
But if it's expired, you know, don't bring expired food to a food pantry.
You can get arrested for...
Oh, is that right?
No, but I'm thinking, you know, if somebody gets sick and dies...
Yeah.
You could get arrested.
I wonder how they trace it back to you.
Oh. Fingerprints on the can.
Oh, it's going to be an investigation.
Okay. Female bats give birth while hanging upside down, catching the baby in their wings as it drops.
Oh.
I wonder if they've ever missed.
Oh.
Let's promise not to do any animal things anymore.
Okay. You don't want to hear the next one?
No.
Okay. I won't read it. The veins are sticking out of her forehead.
I don't think I can live without it.
Junk drawer. Clean out your junk drawer.
Okay.
Even though it's junk, clean out your junk drawer. Because there's some junk in your junk drawer that's junk that you don't need. So junk it.
That's right.
Junk it was the name of a pudding, remember?
No.
Long time ago.
Never heard of it.
Junk it. Yeah.
That was a...
It was pudding, junk it. Yeah, just kicked
it. I'll take your word
for
it.
I don't think we ever had it in our home, but I think I remember seeing it advertised.
Okay.
So junk stuff you don't need in your junk drawer.
Duncan Hines was a real person.
Oh.
He was a popular restaurant critic who also wrote a book of hotel recommendations. So he was a real person.
How did he end up having his name on packaging?
I don't know.
The story must go on. Yeah.
But I don't have it.
Okay. We've talked about that TV show, Foods That Made America Great, or Foods in America. It's a show that does a story about food. And it was McDonald's. Are we ready for a break?
No.
Okay. It was all about McDonald's and how McDonald's got started. And I did not realize that the McDonald's brothers who started McDonald's did a great job. Ray Kroc, whose name is synonymous with McDonald's, came in and convinced them to franchise and ended up really screwing McDonald's brothers big time.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh my goodness. It's very sad.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you think Ray Kroc started McDonald's, that isn't so, according to this show.
He almost destroyed it.
He didn't. He made it huge, but the Crocs, the McDonald brothers, he was shady with them, and he was not honest, and he was not good at all.
Okay, I have something that might get back at you.
Okay.
Belly button lint is caused by hairs on the abdomen funneling fibers into the belly button.
Hairs?
Uh-huh. Fibers. Yep.
Hair?
Go ahead. Yeah.
How much hair do we have around our belly button?
I
never really looked. I can't look. I can't bend my neck. I can't see my belly button.
I can't find mine. I gotta go on a diet.
We could take a picture of our belly buttons with our phones.
Oh, that's true. Then we can zoom in and see. Oh, will wonders never cease?
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Okay. Miscellaneous cords. It's time to sort through that random pile of cords that we have.
Oh, I have so many.
The just in case cords. The maybe cords.
I have the ones that I don't know what they go to, right. But I'm scared to throw them away.
Because just in case.
Well, yeah.
Just in case. Maybe.
Could be something I need.
It's right. Right. They're the maybe cords. It says that just in case moment will rarely arise. Store the useful ones somewhere that makes sense and use the cord holder to keep them all wrapped up. For charging cables, you always forget about when you're traveling. This guy, Catano, suggests pre-packaging a travel pouch with extra charges so you can simply grab the pack and go if you're traveling. And you know what? If worse comes to worse, and this just happened to me, you can go to Walmart, wherever you're traveling, or some other store like that. Hopefully they have one if you're traveling to Europe. I don't know. And just buy one. But because Mark is a techie, we have all kinds of cords. And then the iPhone changed to the universal charging plug that do you have an iPhone?
No. I have an Android.
The Android plug, I think is now the same as the iPhone plug. But they're trying to make them all the same, which makes
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Standardize them.
Yeah, standardize them.
That's how the assembly line got made.
That's right. That's how McDonald's got famous. Their hamburgers and everything. Oh, yeah, they had this, everything. Well, you know, they made little, kind of looks like a sifter that you hold in your hand, the old-fashioned sifter where you squeeze the handle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would put it over the burger, and they would squeeze it, and it would only put just enough ketchup. And then they had one for mustard, and then they'd sprinkle the onion on, and then they'd put on two pickles.
Ugh.
And it's still that way today.
I don't know why they use pickles.
Oh, you have to have the pickles on it.
Why?
It's just part of it.
You like
it's
pickles?
Like having a sundae with no whipped cream. You
Who
have to have
whipped cream on their sundae.
I do.
Excuse moi.
You don't put whipped cream on your sundae?
I don't have sundaes very often.
If you had a sundae out in a restaurant and they said, "Would you like whipped cream or not?" What
I'll
would you
have
say?
To look tonight when we take my son out.
Oh. If they say, "We're going to make you a brownie sundae, would you like whipped cream on it?"
Yes.
There you go. You like whipped cream.
I love whipped cream.
See? Oh, my gosh.
I could eat up the whole whipped cream.
There you go.
I have a fluffernutter. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I have fluffernutter.
That's not whipped cream.
I know, but it just made me think of it.
Oh, your face is happy.
I got to go home and have some fluffernutter.
Oh, good. Fluffernutter.
It's better than a monkey.
You want me to read one more?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. No. Just if it's benign.
Yeah, no. If it's benign, so would benign mean flies? Going to talk about flies? Caso Marzu in Sardinia, Italy. A block of, A block of pecorino, A block of pecorino, I love pecorino cheese, is cut open and left outside to attract cheese flies. They lay up to 500 eggs in the cheese. The larvae of cheese flies then feast on the cheese, and their enzymes break down the fats in the Sardinian sheep's milk cheese, which is the pecorino. The larva excrement is partially digested soft cheese, almost liquid. It's the maggot cheese. It's eaten with the living larva. So diners need to protect their eyes from the jumping larva. Eating live maggots is risky, as they can survive inside their new host and can bore through your intestinal walls. The worm cheese has a pungent smell.
What the hell are you doing to me?
Burns your tongue, and it leaves a strong aftertaste that lasts for hours.
Did you get a...
I don't know where...
Kicks because
this is,
of
this? This is from
does
this...
Does it make you feel good?
No, it makes me so happy that I live in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Well, I can do
it
you one. You want to talk? People used to believe that the blood of the freshly executed was a health tonic and would pay executioners a little money to let them drink it warm. How about that? You think you got it all? How about that, huh? Oh. Berserk? Anybody?
Oh, it's
you know?
Really bad.
Just...
Yeah, I don't get it. This gets worse. I won't read it. It gets really worse. This is probably, she turned around and she's got her back toward me right now. So I'll just talk to you about getting rid of your first aid kit. It's flu and cold season, so make sure your first aid kit is actually filled with medications and supplies that aren't expired. Keep in mind that pills can last a year or two past their expiration dates if stored
really?
In a dry, cool place. Liquids and creams, however, should be replaced when expired. And I've noticed that. If I have a cream that's old, it has this smell.
Mmm.
It's awful. I toss it. Rubbing alcohol can last a very, very long time, but you don't want to be caught with a cut and a basically empty bottle of alcohol. There's nothing worse than needing an Advil or a Kleenex, an ice pack, a heating pad, not having it nearby. Clean out the old and put in the new.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hello, and we are back.
We are here.
We are here.
Uh-huh.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together, we do a show called
Stuff. Okay.
And I've been talking about disgusting food, which really, there needs to be a new word that's worse than disgusting. Putrid is not even it.
Loathsome.
It's got to be
abhorrent.
A brand new word. Because it's pretty gross, and I just looked at some more, and I don't think I'll share them because she's just turning very pale. And her,
I'm already crying.
Mascara is running. So we are going to ask Bev to tell us what our options are for our true or false.
Okay. Let's see. One is true. Two is true. Two is true.
Wait a minute.
And one is false.
One.
I'm sorry. One I said
is,
it wrong before.
One is true and two are false.
Two are true.
Oh, two are true.
Two are true and one is false.
Two are true. All right.
Ha is understood in all languages.
Okay.
In Colombia, dried ants replace popcorn as a typical movie theater snack.
Uh-huh.
And the 1967 Outer Space Treaty forbids any nation from trying to own the moon.
All right. So I think I know what the two truths are, and I think I know what the false is, and we will give you the answer at the bottom of the second half of our show. And we're going to go back and review and see what the mistake is. And the mistake is...
They're either all true or all false.
All. Okay. So we went from one true, and then we went to two true, and now we're all true or all false. And that is what forgiveness is all about. Okay. She's really not doing too well over there. So other things that we were talking about other than disgusting food. You want to do another disgusting food?
No. If you do, I'm leaving.
So we're going to do unused holiday decor.
Okay.
Before you store away your holiday decorations for the year, regardless of what holiday it is, it's the perfect opportunity to sort through and toss out what you don't use and what you don't like. Just get rid of it.
Honey, we have to talk.
Okay. Why?
I'm going along with you. You said we got to get things we got to get rid of.
Oh, no. Holiday. Holiday things. You were probably having a conniption at the time when I said holiday. So they could be broken ornaments, tangled string lights, they're missing some bulbs, maybe even that funky faded handmade ornament your child made in kindergarten. See, I can't do that.
Without telling them.
I can't do that. Yes, it's sentimental, but you must ask yourself if you actually like it. McDonald's says to only keep decorations that bring you joy.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Definitely makes sense. And, you know, it's tough. If you don't need more stuff, don't go into the stores before Christmas time, because you'll see decorations that are really pretty, and then you'll buy them, and then you'll have more and more every year.
Yeah, you don't need them.
And, yeah. Okay.
All right. During World War II, the United States began rationing shoes.
Oh.
Citizens were allowed 3 pair. How would you do that? You go into a shoe store and you say, I need a pair of sneakers. So how many pairs do you already have? I don't have any. Lie.
Where was this?
The United States.
In the United States?
Yeah.
What year?
During World War II.
How would they know what you already have in your closet before the war?
I don't know.
Maybe you could only buy 3.
But couldn't you go to a different store?
I guess you could.
And then you could get another pair, go to a different
store.
Maybe
you were given a shoe ticket, and you could only get shoes with the ticket, and you only got 3 tickets. And if you were out of tickets, you were out of shoes. You couldn't have more shoes.
Wow.
Never would have thought that was here.
Right.
But then again, if it's wartime, lots of things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm coming back.
Good.
Slowly.
Go through your clothing. Now, everybody, remember when we talked about hanging your hangers backwards at the beginning of winter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as you wore an item and you hung it back up, you hang it up correctly, the right way, from front to back. And then at the end of winter, you look and see how many hangers are hung backwards, which tells you you never wore those winter clothes during winter. And you take all of those clothes and you donate them.
And then you go buy some more.
It's really hard to do. But I have to tell everyone, I did it last week. I took all the hangers that hung backwards.
She just did one today.
And that was a present, kind of a something special.
Okay.
I put them all in bags and I donated them. And it was hard because I looked at something and said, oh. And then
I
realized.
See, what if you just forgot? You had it and you could have worn it.
I had that happen. And I said, nope, you know what? It's been in my closet for years. If I don't remember it, out it goes. I had so much more space in my closet. Oh, my goodness.
I want a closet.
I have a small closet. You don't have a closet?
No.
Who sold you that house?
Now, this is something that'll make you stop and think. Charles Richard Drew was a black physician who developed blood banks for military personnel during World War II. He quit working for the Red Cross after learning that the military separated blood donations by race.
No.
Yeah.
That's just so wrong.
Is that not heavy?
That's really heavy. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They actually did that.
Yeah. Not good. What is wrong with
appetite?
Yeah. What?
Appetites.
Appetites?
I can't get away from this food stuff.
Want me to read another one?
No!
Okay. First, so this says when you get rid of stuff, you get rid of first layers. First layers are your socks, your underwear, basically any kind of first layer of clothing you put on your body. Are you tired of seeing old, tired, stretched out, stained, sad-looking first layers? Do you think that you deserve better or nicer things? Don't hang onto that sock with a hole in the heel simply because you like the print. Do you think that you should just do yourself a favor and throw it out? Yes. Do you think that maybe you're going to sew that hole? No. Throw it out. Bye-bye.
Use it as a cleaner.
You could.
On your blinds or something.
Recycle it. Absolutely. But do not put it on your bod.
Okay.
All right.
Members of the Secret Service's Presidential Protection Division, or PPD, the branch of the agency responsible for guarding the lives of the commander-in-chief and their family, always travel with bags of blood in the motorcade.
What?
In the event a transfusion is needed.
What?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? You see this motorcade going by and you don't realize each car probably has a bag of blood in it.
Wow.
Did not know that.
I think there's a lot of things going on in the motorcades that we don't know about. And one of them is the hand. Remember we talked about the hand? The Secret Service guys, if you watch them carefully, you can see that there's one hand that doesn't move.
Because his arm
is actually underneath the jacket with the pistol in it, in his hand.
Clever.
Very clever. Beauty products.
Oh, my. See, now I can learn a lot from this.
All right. Beauty products are common gifts for the holidays, and if you still have the moisturizer your parent or your partner got you last year, it's time to throw it out.
1 year?
Unfortunately, beauty products do expire, and they often do so faster than you think. If you haven't used a skincare or makeup product within a year, then it's a good idea to toss it. Keep a Sharpie in your bathroom drawer and add the month and the year that you bought the item before you organize it in your drawer or your bins so that you can remember when you started to use them.
Oh.
They do expire. Do you ever smell your mascara when it's expired?
Yeah.
It smells funny.
It does. You can tell it's off. Yep. Lipstick.
Yep.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, ladies.
Amelia Earhart and Eleanor Roosevelt once sneaked out of a White House event, commandeered an airplane, and went on a joyride to Baltimore. I can see them doing it. I can just see them doing it. Oh, another speech. Let's get out of here. You want another? The German word Kummerspeck refers to excess weight gained from emotional overeating. Its literal translation is grief bacon.
Grief bacon?
Grief bacon.
Do you eat when you're stressed or not eat?
No, I can't eat when I'm stressed.
I can't either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's funny because there are a lot of people that will eat when they're stressed.
No, I can't. My nerves won't let me.
Yeah, me either. So stress sometimes is a good idea if you want to lose a few pounds. not a good way to lose weight. Toys. If you have young children, your floors are likely covered with toys at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Do your future self a favor and cut the clutter in the playroom. Make sure your kids are part of this process.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Well, they're not going to want to throw away anything.
But tell them that they're donating them to a poor little girl or boy who has nothing.
Okay. It says, starting this habit once your kids hit the age of 5, then they'll understand the importance of maintaining a clean, organized space as well as giving back to others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember to be kind to both your children and yourself during this process. One or both of you might feel some hesitation. It's normal. As the parent, you might be projecting your own anxieties around decluttering or getting rid of items that seemed important at one time, even if it's just a toy. So be mindful of your mindset around toy decluttering.
That's cool.
It is cool. I have a closet in my office at home that has a shelf with toys in it that I've had since my first grandchild was born.
Oh.
But now they have all outgrown everything in there. It's hard to get rid of the stuff that's been around for 20 years.
Great grandchildren.
I don't want to keep it all. I don't want to keep. I don't know. Okay. Great grandchildren. I just don't see it in my future.
Give it to your kids and tell them it's for their grandkids.
Yeah, no. No, that wouldn't fly. All right.
Do you want to hear something happy?
I do.
The Christmas song Silver Bells was originally called Tinkle Bells until co-composer Jay Livingston's wife told him tinkle had another meaning.
It does. And he changed it.
He changed it.
That's the word I always used.
To tinkle?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
When I went to bring my son to his first appointment when he was a baby, after he was born, obviously. I went into the doctor's office and I met him, and he asked me a question and didn't use the word tinkle. He used another word, which I thought was kind of vulgar.
Okay.
I was shocked because I always grew up thinking it was just tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And that shocked me. I thought, oh, wait a minute. What? I still can't say it. I can't.
I call it the wee.
The wee?
Yeah.
Yeah, wee. Yeah. Empty packaging. From shoes to tech. A lot of people keep empty packages. Their items come in. This is a lady who is the co-founder and CEO of Neat Method. She said it's time to get those empty boxes out of the house. Cardboard packaging can attract bugs and take up a lot of unnecessary space. If you're struggling to say goodbye, remember that an item is not useful if it's not being used.
That sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah?
It's not useful if it's not being used.
It's not useful if it's not being used.
It's just the use and use.
The used and use is messing with your head?
Yeah.
That's because of the monkeys.
Oh, thanks a lot. I was going to be better.
You're better.
Giraffes.
You look much better.
Giraffes have the highest blood pressure of any mammal, although their resting heart rate is about the same as humans.
Oh. Huh.
Even so.
Huh. I love giraffes.
Yeah. Galileo's middle finger is on display at the Museo Galileo in Florence, Italy.
Why?
He wanted to tell everybody. <that he couldn't>. He wasn't very verbal.
He'll always be remembered for that, right? Always. Get rid of paper clutter. Okay, here we go.
Are you kidding me, dude? That's the most clutter I have in my house.
Here we go. Mail, magazines, receipts, notes, all of this adds up very quickly, and it's time to throw it in the recycling bin. Having a clean desk will make you feel more productive and less stressed. However, sorting through all your paper clutter is also a great way to remind yourself of the to-dos that you might have forgotten about throughout the year. You can either add these tasks to your New Year plans or cross them off your list for good. This gentleman also suggests finding a way to make this mindless task more interesting. Put it on a podcast. Grab your favorite beverage and make a day of it.
If I want something saved and I see it in a podcast, I will print it out so that I have a copy that I can read whenever, you know. It's just more convenient than turning. Well, now I got to turn on the computer and I got to wait for this to show up. And oh, what the heck with it.
So you have a lot of paper.
I have a lot of paper. I do. And I go through it often, but I still have a lot of paper.
Left over.
I use it for scratch paper when the backs aren't used.
So you're using some of it.
And notebooks. I have notebooks like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Because I write, and I just scribble a lot.
In several notebooks or in just one notebook?
Oh.
Are they full?
A couple are. Mommy. When you flip a coin, there's a slightly greater chance that it will end up on the side it started.
Is that right?
So you can test it out anytime you want.
I saw a penny on the ground and I didn't pick it up.
Did you feel bad about it?
No. It was on tails, and I thought, you're not supposed to pick up a penny if it's on tails.
Why?
I thought it was bad luck.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere.
A tail
penny? Does
anyone
else know about that? If you drop a penny and it's if you find a penny and it's tails, you're not supposed to pick it up. If it's heads, you can pick it up. You have to be really careful.
That is really strange.
You have to be very careful. You want to be very, very careful.
Wow.
Hey. I just didn't want bad luck. Okay.
Astronauts can grow up to 3% taller in space than they are on Earth because of the weightlessness causes the spine to expand.
I've read that or heard that before. Now, when they come back to Earth, though, does the spine now
shrink back?
Shrink back?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about the astronauts that are still out there that haven't been rescued yet.
How tall are they?
Yeah, but apparently that they were only supposed to be there for like 9 days, and now they're out there for a year, or almost a year.
Yes, didn't they have to bring them supplies?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that at all.
Instead of bringing supplies, just bring them back.
Yeah, I don't really understand it, but and people, don't get mad. I just don't get it because I don't know enough about it. But that's really hard for the families, and I wonder what their physical, what their...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What they're going to be like when they come back. So here's a little twist. Grammar mistakes that even smart people make.
Oh, boy.
I'll start this today because we won't be able to finish it. But
okay.
We'll do it at another time. But it says here, like it or not, words, spelling, punctuation can leave a lasting impression on other people. But even the most educated people often unknowingly make these common flubs. And this is Christina Demarius is the person who wrote this.
Uh-huh.
And it's inc.com, I-C-I-N-C.com. First come, first serve. Ever heard anyone say that?
No.
Do you see the mistake?
I hear first come, first served.
Correct. It should actually be served. A lot of people say first come, first serve.
Do they really?
Mm. Without the D, the phrase above suggests that the first individual who arrives will be the one who serves everyone.
Oh.
Which is not the idiom's intent.
That makes sense.
I could care less. I hear that all the time.
I couldn't care less.
Right.
Yeah.
Think about this one for a minute. I could care less. The way it's written above suggests you possess care, which still could be allocated to the situation in question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't care less is correct because it communicates that I have no more care to give.
Right. I like these.
I like these a lot. These are really good. These should be on a wall in my house.
I'm going to have nightmares. I know it.
views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.